Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, music at Menlo's Artistic Administrator. And it is my distinct pleasure to introduce you to the music you'll be hearing this summer at the festival's Carte Blanche concerts. The coming season, entitled Resonance, marks the festival's 10th anniversary. And the Carte Blanche concerts, which over the festival's history have been one of its most popular series, will once again add an exciting dimension to the summer's offerings. The Carte Blanche concerts are designed to showcase individual festival musicians and their musical interests and specialties. This summer, we'll present a series of 5 Carte Blanche concerts, featuring a cadre of classical music's most exciting recitalists and chamber musicians. The series begins with Sehnsucht Verlangen, an enchanting recital program curated by 2 of Musik at Menlo's stalwart artists, clarinetist Anthony McGill, who has been an audience favorite since our inaugural season in 2003, and pianist Gloria Chen, an alumna of Musik at Menlo's Chamber Music Institute, and now the director of that program. The program explores the element of romantic longing, Verlangen, inherent in the warm, nostalgic sound of the clarinet, and subsequently in the clarinet repertoire.
Well, we were thinking about what we would base the program around. Gloria and I got together and did a recital down in Virginia.
Anthony McGill.
And we noticed while discussing that particular program that a lot of the pieces that I generally like to do have this kind of feeling of melancholy or sadness or longing for some form of memory or love. Or, you know, it's kind of very music that makes, I always say, it's like the music that makes me want to cry. That was the first kind of thing that kind of jumped to mind, was this feeling of wanting, of longing. And, you know, I think throughout my entire life as a musician, these sort of pieces have spoken to me more than others. Maybe it's because of the sound of the clarinet, the voice of the clarinet has this sort of color to it, that sort of atmosphere. It's created by its sound, I think. So that's how we kind of developed an idea for a program and tried to group some pieces around that idea. So if there's a way for music to make you feel something, I think, and as I play more and I live more, I realize that one of the greatest things I love about music is that it can also transport you and eliminate time as we know it. And these pieces do that. We begin with the Debussy Rhapsody, which is, I think, a wonderful piece to open with because it kind of captures a wide range of colors within it. But it also is a piece that, in a way, it does not have a beginning. It begins as though it was already floating through time, and it catches up with itself later on in the piece. Lots of pieces do this. They develop as they go on. A lot of these pieces have that quality, kind of timeless quality, and the piece kind of begins in that way. You're just kind of, you know, harmonically going through this maze, and then you're not really ever arriving anywhere necessarily. I've also known the Debussy my entire life, and it's been with me almost on every program I do the Debussy, because it's so beautiful. It's also my mom's favorite piece. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Following a set of preludes by Alexander Scriabin in arrangements for clarinet and piano, Anthony will play the solo clarinet movement from Olivier Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time, entitled Abyss of the Birds. The work was composed in a Nazi prison camp during the Second World War. Messiaen wrote of this movement, quote, "Clarinet alone. The abyss is time with its sadness, its weariness. The birds are the opposite of time. They are our desire for light, for stars, for rainbows, and for jubilant songs." End quote.
The Messiaen Abyss of the Birds is an amazing little treat, I think, to kind of fall at that point in the program, because it kind of is like you're going into a vacuum, a time vacuum, this abyss of sound and birds and everything that's very, as we're traveling into this program from a place that did not exist to another place that doesn't exist. The Messiaen is also a journey, a different kind of journey. And specifically, he has one of the most important moments of this piece is when the clarinet does enter from nothing and it grows to a unbearable forte. The clarinet is one of those instruments that can go from the softest of pianissimi to the loudest of fortes. And, you know, these could be kind of like the sirens of war, you know, or something like that. And they're just dreadful and spine-tingling. And it's a different type of expression, a different type of longing, if you will. The word doesn't encompass what all of these pieces describe, how they exist. So the thematic part of the program is only a stepping point to inspire the setting up of the program, but really all the pieces have their own way of transporting you to somewhere completely different.
The program continues with Francis Poulenc's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano, composed in 1962.
The Poulenc Sonata is one of my favorite pieces. The first movement of the Poulenc is Allegro Tristamente, and it's a very interesting kind of strange marking, because you could say, this movement is fast and sad. You know,
Allegro means happy.
Yeah, it's and like, happy and sad. So it's like this contradiction, right? So how do you play it? And you can't describe it with words, so then you have to play it. And you get it, you know. You get it throughout the movement. The movement changes on itself. It's sometimes angry, it's sometimes gorgeous, it's sometimes beautiful, it's sometimes sad. And generally all at a very fast or brisk tempo. The second is a romance, and it's one of the saddest, most heart-wrenching pieces ever. It's a very short, it's a short piece, but it has so much emotion, so much expression, and Poulenc, being a great vocal composer, it sings so well through the instrument.
Thank you.
Schumann, Three Romances. I love Schumann, especially on this program. And I think it needed Schumann on the program because part of the inspiration for kind of that word is the fact that I love Schumann's Dichte Liebe and I love all of his song cycles and I love him as a composer in general. And this concept is nowhere more audible than in his music, this longing concept. A couple of the first notes that you hear of the clarinet, you just have this interval, this grace note. You're reaching up to something that you don't quite get to. It's like the highest note of the phrase. And then you go down from there and you search and you weave in and out. And, you know, in this piece, you kind of feel like you're constantly striving for something that you never get to. Up and down, tension and release. Obviously, this is what the most beautiful pieces always do. They set you up for something, and then you don't quite make it there. You know, and maybe they resolve. Sometimes they don't have to resolve, though. And so that's the beauty of these pieces.
After the Schumann, Anthony and Gloria play Alban Berg's four pieces for clarinet and piano, Opus 9. And then the program concludes with one of the great romantic essays of the clarinet repertoire, Carl Maria von Weber's Grand Duo Concertant, composed in 1817.
For the final piece, and the way the piece is structured, you actually do finally arrive somewhere. In the Weber Grand Duo Concertant, the structure of the piece is actually set up quite traditionally, meaning you have an introduction, you have a very sad, operatic, sorrowful second movement, and you have a third movement that kind of does resolve. Finally, at the end of this program, you have a fast, a showy, confident, present clarinet sound. And I think it actually wraps up the program very nicely because this whole program we've been longing for more. And, you know, the voice of the clarinet being nostalgic, this is actually more of a confident clarinet ending. This is the clarinet as virtuosic instrument on display, which Weber was the king of. Up until this point, a lot of the pieces, even the Mozart concerto, is not necessarily the greatest virtuosic display and is more well known for its beauty and nostalgia. And Weber took the clarinet to a different level and showed it off because the instrument of his time was able to do it. The instrument hasn't changed much since Weber's time, actually, and its technical abilities were on full display at this point. So we don't leave you in this program necessarily wanting more.
Audio Notes is authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Wu Han, Patrick Castillo, and Isaac Thompson. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations: Claude Debussy's Premier Rhapsody, performed by Anthony McGill and Derek Hahn, and Olivier Messiaen's Abyss of the Birds, performed by Anthony McGill, and Praise to the Eternity of Jesus, performed by Colin Carr and Gilbert Kalish, appear courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Francis Poulenc's Clarinet Sonata, performed by Anthony McGill and Gloria Chen, appears courtesy of the artists. Robert Schumann's Romances for Clarinet and Piano are performed by clarinetist Karl-Heinz Steffens and pianist Karina Wisniewska, and appears courtesy of Tudor Zurich, Switzerland, www.tudor.ch. Carl Maria von Weber's Grand Duo Concertant, performed by James Campbell and Leonard Hokanson, appears courtesy of Marquee Classics. Robert Schumann's Minnespiel, performed by Hanno Müller-Brockmann and Graham Johnson, Hugo Wolf's Liederstrauss, performed by Stefan Gentz and Roger Vignoles, and Franz Liszt's Dante Sonata, performed by Leslie Howard, appear courtesy of Hyperion Records. Johannes Brahms's Unbefleckte Lauerluft, performed by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Daniel Barenboim, Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 13 in E-flat, Opus 27 No. 1, performed by Emil Gilels, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Fantasia in C minor, K475, performed by Maria Joao Pires, Leo Janáček's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kramer and Bartha Argerich, and Richard Strauss's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kramer and Oleg Meisenberg, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon, online at www.deutschegrammophon.com. Francis Poulenc's Five Poems of Max Jacob, performed by Felicity Lott and Pascal Roger, and Beethoven's Sonata for Violin and Piano in D Major, Opus 12, No. 1, performed by Henrik Schernick and Ingrid Hebler, are used courtesy of Decca Classics. Ned Roram's War Scenes, performed by Donald Graham and Eugene Isteman, appears courtesy of Phoenix Records. George Crumb's Night is performed by Jan de Gaetani and Gilbert Kalish, and appears courtesy of Bridge Records Incorporated, www.bridgerecords.com. Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek is performed by Keith Goldstein and appears courtesy of the artist. Alexander Scriabin's Piano Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, Opus 19, Sonata Fantasy, performed by Albert Tu, appears courtesy of Centaur Records. Aaron Copland's Violin Sonata, performed by Elmar Oliveira and Robert Koenig, appears courtesy of Artec Records. Richard Strauss's Cello Sonata and Frederick Chopin's Cello Sonata are performed by David Finkel and Wuhan. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Land.